Thanks for listening to Resume on Podcast One.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
If you want to make an entrance, bring the sabor with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. A mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold strawberry flavor, and a hint of spice. With great taste bursting out of every can. So bring something sweet to your next barbecue or bring a little spice to Sunday's brunch. Bring refreshing strawberry flavor to any fiesta with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. Bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do 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 do. Oh, that's right, it's Water Cooler episode number 91. Woo woo. Or 69 plus, what is it, 22?
I think so.
Yeah, there we go. I can do math. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is the other show of Resume where I hang out with my Curl Digital friends. We kick it. Maybe throw back a little bit of drinks and just relax, enjoy ourselves, says Smirking Gary. So just remind, my name's Chris Loxamana. We got the crew here, and I'll explain that intro for you guys in just a moment. But first, Caitlin Bean's in the house.
Pickle Rick!
Chris finally got to it.
Oh, I love it. I have a new favorite show, and it's Rick and Morty. Caitlin was right.
That's right!
Goddamn right.
Gary Smith's in the house.
What's up?
Matt Fondelier.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. Mike Dawson.
Hello, friends.
Hello to you, sir. And just a couple announcements. First off, our beer of the week is not a beer of the week. It is actually a bourbon whiskey.
It's going to get a little loose up here, guys.
Yeah, we
listen.
Let's change it up a little bit.
When you're given a gift,
that's right.
You gotta,
open it.
We'll explain more about that.
Yeah. So
all of it in the cups here. The fumes from it is burning my eyes just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to try this.
We got a lot of show. We have a lot of show today. The reason I did that intro is it's the intro to one of my favorite TV shows, Doug, on Nickelodeon. See, this is episode 91. VH1. I love the 90s. 1991. Great year. Fantastic year. Nostalgia, my favorite drug. I want to take a little time machine back to 91, so we'll do that in a little bit. Also, Caitlin told me, he's not here right now, he's making a phone call, but that he has an update. I don't know about what. He just told me before the show, hey, Chris, I got an update. And I asked him, about what? He just says, don't worry about it.
He pulled up bald Brian.
Yeah.
You'll have to wait.
Yeah, so we have that coming. Also, Gary has an email that he's going to read as well.
Wow.
And Matt has a Chez Fondelier because we went to a very nice party over the weekend.
Fancy party.
A fancy party.
Everyone from the water cooler made it.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. They sure did. It was a
gay old time.
It was Gary's engagement party.
Woo!
Thrown by Laura Lee.
Personal assistant.
Yeah, so we are going to, we're the party reviewers this week, too.
By the way, I called her after you did the, was it 89 or 90?
89.
After 89, I was talking to her at a certain point, and I said, what the fuck does remember to drink your water mean? She says, I read what I was given. Chris is writing material over here. Who do you think you
are,
sir?
What are you talking about?
You are no Dave Feeney.
No, Quick Brown Fox is over the lazy dog. That's all I had her say. And then you were able to form any other type of word. But I have some great news. Because see what we have in our hands? This bourbon?
This delicious, delicious bourbon.
I can see
I actually don't know yet. The reason why is it's called Cadiz. It's a bourbon whiskey. It's the greatest gift you can give to man.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to go ahead and say Cadiz.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it might be Cadiz.
Well, we can clear it up.
We can clear it up because
Mr. Cadiz's on the line?
Mr. Cadiz's on the line. No, we have Greg Grunberg of, Heroes, alias.
Felicity. Star Wars, for
Oh, yeah,
Christ
a little
sake.
Movie called Star Wars and Star Trek.
I've heard of him.
He's on the line. Yep. So, Greg, what's up, man?
Yeah, you're naming all my independent films.
We just want to do the B-sides.
Yeah, you got anything big coming out?
I love it. Yeah, no, nothing, man. All sorry. Right. I only dabble in that low-budget world. Listen, I am so glad that you guys like this gift, and it is Cadiz.
Wow.
And it's Gaelic. It's Gaelic for pure. So it's as pure as it can be. And all I know as it, just a layman, a putz, just an average Joe, I freaking love it. I think it's so delicious. What do you guys think?
We all just tried it, and I'll jump in first. It is delicious. I absolutely do love it. You were right. You told me yesterday I was going to love this, and I do. It is great.
Yeah, it's really smooth. It's got the oaky taste that you want from like a bourbon, but sometimes those really burn the back of your throat. But you could. This is like dangerous. It's like juice.
Very, very clean.
Yeah. The way I tell people, I say, you know, normally my fifth sip is what this first sip tastes like. Like, it's easy to drink.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous, man.
It's so good. We are already putting down half a bottle.
Half the bottle's already gone. We started the show 3 minutes ago. Greg,
so we're going to have to invite you back on.
Greg, the Isle of Whidbey, is that off the coast of Seattle, or is that...
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
Okay.
It's off the coast of Seattle. And these guys, I'm doing a production with I'm doing this game show with a guy who's just amazing, this guy Greg Strom and Doug McGowan. And they know they are in business with Colin Campbell, who is like an 18th generation distiller. He's an amazing guy. And they set this up. It's the same sort of climate and environment that they have in Scotland, but you know, and in Ireland or whatever, but it's here, and it's just delicious. And all of their stuff is, so I decided to jump on, and hopefully I'll have the same result that George Clooney had. But I just love it, man. And I'm making a lot of friends. It's like owning a pickup truck. When you have a whiskey in the back of your truck, your friends.
You're covered for Christmas for the next few years, right? You know,
exactly.
There you go. Everybody's getting Kadee.
Kadee.
Exactly. And they can, by the way,
no,
Kadee. Bevmo. Bevmo is the place to tell people to go get it, by the way.
Absolutely. All right. Do you know if they have them? Do they have it in all the ones around here? We got one in Glendale right up the street. I may have to take a pit stop in a few hours here.
Yes, they have it, and they have everything, man. They have vodka, they have gin, they have a rye gin, they have all of this, all of it. So, you know, let me know what you guys want, because, you know, this love fest will continue, except I have to drink with you next time.
Oh, that's absolutely. Right.
Good.
Next time you're coming in.
Yeah, you're definitely more than invited to come and enjoy this wonderful bourbon whiskey that you've shared with us. So I just want to say thanks, Greg, and thanks for calling in. We love you. And check out Greg. He's going to be in the Dr. Drew podcast this Monday.
Yep.
So, so make sure. And go to talkaboutit.org. And he's running a campaign. He does a lot of work with the Epilepsy Foundation. And if you use the hashtag MyEpilepsyHero on Twitter, what happens?
$1 goes to the Epilepsy Foundation. So, I encourage people to do that. And Sunovion Pharmaceuticals is behind it and supporting it. And they're going to be the ones sending $1 for every hashtag MyEpilepsyHero. So, talk about anybody you know. Talk about me. If you don't have anybody in the epilepsy world, say, Greg Grunberg is hashtag my epilepsy hero. Send it out through Facebook, Instagram, anything, and $1 goes to the Epilepsy Foundation. So
you got
it's working, and that way send your money to Puerto Rico, send your money to Miami, send your money to, you know, all these places that have been hard hit, but send a post out knowing that you're helping the epilepsy community.
Yeah, it's the easiest thing. So Bobo Boy Army, everybody listening, we are asking to, we are dispersing. Everybody,
what is
use
that?
The hashtag,
my epilepsy hero.
My epilepsy hero on Twitter, and
hashtag. That's it.
You may want to prep the people who have the epilepsy; they might get barked at. That's kind of what the Bobo Boys do. So be prepared for that.
Hey, bark away!
There you go.
Right,
thanks, Greg.
There
we love you.
Greg,
and thank you
so
much, man.
Hey,
all right,
you guys rock. Thanks so much.
Thanks, man.
Bye, guys.
See you. All right.
Notice he didn't bark. Just want to show you the mark of a gentleman.
Oh, no, he will. Right. He will. Everybody bark at Greg on Twitter, too.
There you go.
Please. And make sure you use the hashtag. God, this is good whiskey.
Yeah, it's really good.
Now, before...
apparently, so much of it, I couldn't remember the name of the fucking product. So,
I wasn't going to have anything to drink at this show, and then Chris busts out the bourbon whiskey. How do you say no?
Dawson, very rarely will Dawson go against his word, but... With the bourbon, once we cracked it open and the aroma just left the bottle, Dawson knew. All right.
It's really fantastic.
Yeah. So this party, let's go back to the party. Laura Lee threw an incredible party that we all attended over the weekend. It was J&G party. A lot of monogram.
Yeah, are you sure that was their initials?
Those are the initials. Those are the letters. And it was just a really well-done event. I smoked a cigar.
Yeah, dude.
I smoked my first cigar.
It was pretty awesome. There was a I was standing over watching a college football game earlier when you guys were still playing cornhole. And I see this big box of cigars, and I'm like,
Cigar bar, bro.
There's like,
yeah, it was awesome.
Cigar bar.
There's like 50 cigars inside of this nice cigar box.
By the way, is there a nicer box than a cigar box? Like the nice.
That's just what they come mailed
just
in.
Just the craftsmanship.
No,
that was my dad's humidor.
Yeah, that's a humidor. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, dude. After the party on Saturday, I can't wait for the fucking wedding.
Well, get ready. Cigar bar's already established.
Wow.
A lot of what you saw at the party will be at the wedding.
Well,
you mentioned the cornhole. It was not just ordinary cornhole boards.
It was not.
They were personalized.
It was not.
I made an asinine comment.
So we go there. We see a cornhole game. I love cornhole. I mean,
the
resurgence of cornhole, or the emergence. I don't even know.
I think it's an emergence. I don't think it's a resurgence.
Yeah.
I will apologize to everyone that the yard wasn't quite big enough to set them as far apart as you should.
Look, it wasn't regulation, still fun. But it was there was regulation size, just not distance, and we had a great time. The bags were great.
Jay Miller is the Rain Man.
I won't even play with
Corolla Drinks. Jay Miller,
do not get me started on.
He sank. I mean, 4, 5, 6 in a row. It's unreal watching
nine
him
in a row.
Play. Was it nine in a row? That's insane.
In the hole. It's hard enough to get it on the board.
Swish.
I decided long ago I would never play with him again.
Unless he's on my team.
I should have adhered to that rule.
So the cornhole boards, for those who don't know, it's just like a board with a hole in it, and you just throw beanbags on it. But these boards, they're large, too. What are they, like 2x4 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Right, 2x4.
maybe bigger.
2 feet by 4 feet, yeah. And these ones are large photos. One of them was a zoomed-in photo of Gary's face, and the hole was cut out.
Where his mouth would be.
Now, I will post this at chrisloxamana.com so you can see. A lot of you may have seen it on my Instagram. It is... Oh, my God. The Photoshop's incoming, Gary. Incoming!
It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Guys, you don't think I already got it? Do you know how many different variations of, bro, I just threw my bag in your girl's hole, or... mouth or whatever, like there was. I didn't run through the fact that my friends are assholes
or that
the internet is the internet. I just made a comment to Laura Lee when she said cornhole. I was joking, and I just said, if there's going to be cornhole and party about my engagement, it's got to be me, a picture of me and Joy's face.
That's awesome.
And
so you got what you asked
she
for.
Forgot, or I forgot about it. Laura Lee, like the savant that she is, immediately wrote that down somewhere and figured out a way to do it.
It was brilliant.
Yeah, it was great. Played just like a regular board. Didn't even create any sort of friction or anything like that.
I also saw, I did not get to play, but I saw some golf pong, like beer pong, but with like a putting green.
It was like
ski ball
and putting.
Yeah. Yeah.
For some reason, not okay, not on board with this.
Gary
thing.
Had
I don't
some
know
yard
what
games.
Was up with that, but it looked pretty awesome.
Well, number one, there were on the back of it, there were 5 holes where you could possibly sink the golf ball into.
Those would be cups of beer, but you have to put the beer in yourself.
It looked like a game
if
of
you
beer
put
pong.
It in, if you put a cup of beer in there, it would spill because you put it in sideways. There
well, can't we all just agree that if you make it in the hole, you drink a beer?
Yeah, but isn't the point you put the cups in there?
Not at that angle.
Yeah. All right.
You'd only be able to have
You'd think once you fill it with beer, though, it would kind of weigh it down to the point where it angles.
There was no scoring system set up on this thing.
And don't you ever play on
a
system.
It was just a bunch of holes.
That's
terrible.
You guys, you're all adults. Establish a scoring system
before
you start.
I am not an adult. When it comes to games, I need the rules set
and
out.
And alcohol.
Specifically.
Yeah,
I did what I could, Doss. Sorry.
I mean, you know,
Laura Lee.
Look, I tolerated. I rose above. Okay, I rose above it.
See, I get nervous with things like this because now I could see Laura Lee just throwing a match to that golf pong game.
Don't you
just,
do that? I want it.
Be a good burn, LL.
No, don't do it. Don't you do it? No, but yeah, Gary had some good games. It was just nice. Like, it was not a dull moment the entire evening.
My favorite
great
were the
friends,
ashtrays.
Great drinks.
There were ashtrays.
Ashtrays.
J's and ampersands.
No. Hold on.
No.
Not
is
with.
That what that word is?
Not with. Yes. It is an ampersand. Not with. There were ashtrays that were shaped as a J, an ampersand, and a G.
Right.
You tweeted one of them and said,
well,
sup, G.
It was already pretty late in the night until we were all sitting around watching the last game, smoking cigars. Until
that's part of the night.
And I saw those, and I was like, I don't really know if those are ashtrays. I don't want to ash in them. And then you found out they were ashtrays, and you were ecstatic.
I was really excited.
Prepped yourself for another one right after finishing one. You laid them all out. You tapped in each one. I was like, wow.
How is your guys' How is your guys' like cigar game? Do you can you appreciate a good cigar? Do you know like the etiquette, all that stuff? Because I don't think I do. I do love smoking them though.
Yeah, don't cough. Don't choke.
Don't cough. Don't choke. Don't inhale.
Be a man. Don't inhale. Right.
What about the ash? The ash length.
Don't look like a
douchebag. Keelan and I had a discussion about the ash length. I like to go long. I like to keep it going. I mean,
because I was tapping it off, you know, a little too soon to be my first. Yeah.
Most cigar snobs would tell you that that's correct.
To tap it out often or
no,
to keep it long?
To keep it long.
I think that, I don't even know what it does, but I just think that it feels right. The snobs told me.
It provides for a cooler draw, apparently. See, I don't want to get into this because I sort of know the answers, but people are such fucking assholes that I will get tweets from people telling me that I'm just blatantly wrong.
All right. Send your cigars to Chris no, but if you – I do want to know cigar etiquette. So, yeah, make sure to email us at – click the contact page at chrisloxman.com or tweet us anything with all the characters you get. And, because I love smoking them. I'll smoke to the band. Kayla and I, we went all the way.
I went beyond the band.
We went.
Wow. Kayla lit his hand on
Kayla
fire.
Kayla took off the band. Looked like he was – yeah, he looked like he had a roach, like a cigar roach. But it was a great party. Now, Laura Lee. I mean, look, there are a lot of people at this party.
Oh,
but
God, you want to describe how Laura Lee met you?
We can get into that in a sec. But just walking around the party, I felt like it was catered to us
in a way.
Each and every one of us.
I think it absolutely was. I heard about one thing, and when someone told me about it, I like visibly reacted, and then had to explain that it was for the water cooler.
Yeah, so they had
Laura
a really
Lee's our number one fan.
Laura
guys.
Lee
that's
is
really
yeah.
what it just comes
it's
down
her
to.
Podcast.
This is and we love this is a show it. For her. The spread was amazing, and also
we'll get into that.
Yeah, we will get into that.
Matt's like, calm down, bitch. Yeah.
That's right. This week's Chez Fondelet.
Yeah, of course. I hope it is. We'll get into more detail about that. But one thing I do want to say is pickle bar. There's a pickle bar.
That's what I was referencing.
McClure's pickles. All kinds of pickles. They had the kosher dill. They had everything. The chips.
I believe some of those pickles were even bought internationally. Laura Lee's been getting ready.
They were fantastic.
Wow.
As everyone knows, pickles are my favorite food.
And this was your engagement party, Chris. So
yeah,
that was all for you.
It felt like it was a party for me. I said, oh, and on the side, congratulations to Gary and Joya. But please continue to celebrate me because
Laura Lee started planning this party in December of last year.
You told me it was even earlier than that.
It wasn't.
Okay.
It was December of last year.
Because at the party, you said she's been planning it since my sister's.
Okay. Yes, she has been planning everything surrounding my wedding since my sister's wedding, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But she found out that this party would be happening like at the end of December last year. And she told me later that she started collecting all the J's and the G's and all that stuff like then.
Now let me explain my relationship with Laura Lee. She's been a loyal listener to the podcast, The Water Cooler, for a long time. And we've been in cahoots a couple of times. The great phone call where we had the female perspective on Mother's Day
caller
from Laura in Utah.
Yeah, from Laura in Utah, and we find out midway through that it is actually Laura Lee, Gary's mom. that was a great one, and then as we had mentioned earlier, the water cooler's personal. Companion, intelligent
digital
companion,
assistant. Yeah, the digital,
yeah, digital was Laura Lee, and she called in and read a few lines, and it was quite nice. So, Laura Lee and I have been talking with each other. We've talked on the phone a few times, online, email, everything, but we have yet to meet. And as I said last time, we emailed her emoji game strong.
Who else is first time? Doss, had you met her before?
No, this is my first time.
Okay, yeah. Kaylin had met her because
I met her a couple
Kaylin
times.
Kaylin Matt, because we both live together.
Yep,
pretty sweet lady, dude.
Yeah, she's
dude,
awesome.
Good mom.
No argument whatsoever. I'm super blessed.
So I walk into the house.
There's constantly people going, Gary, great party. He goes, not me, Laura.
Yeah, Gary.
That's all he said.
Joya did the same thing.
Multiple reasons. A, that's 100% true. I didn't do shit for that party. I showed up at 1 o'clock that day and sat around like an idiot and like drank two beers and then the party started. And Laura Lee did everything. So she deserves the credit. I don't want, thank you. I appreciate the sentiment of I'm having fun, but like, I want you to go say that to Laura Lee because I want her to hear it 40 times. It makes her feel good. She works really hard on this fucking shit. And
I could tell.
She loves it. It's like her favorite thing to do, but I want her to know that my friends all appreciate it.
She's getting an hour-long podcast dedicated to it. So she'll get that message.
I'm just saying. In the party, that's why I was deflecting.
Yeah. So here's what happens. I park. I walk in. And I say hi to everybody. And now it's time for me to get a lay of the land. I see the hors d'oeuvres being passed around. So
first Corolla Digital employee to show up, by the way.
I was, and I think I was like an hour late.
there was fancy food there.
Two and a half hours of traffic.
You're not going to miss that.
That one was rough.
I feel so bad for you guys. When
geographically
you
speaking, I was the closest, so
yeah, that's true.
It worked out for me. Now I'm getting a lay of the land, and I walk out into the backyard, and I see the golf pong, and I think to myself, I got to get a closer look at this thing. So I take about three steps, and the next thing I know, just the air, every single ounce of air is just filled with a scream, and it's so loud,
I heard this, by the way, guys, from where the TV is in my house, which is at the absolute other end of the property. I could totally hear that. I was like, I had to ask somebody, what the fuck just happened? Yeah.
it was so loud and just enveloping that I didn't even know what direction it was coming from. I had to do a complete 360 just to see whose mouth was gaped open to be producing such a sound. And it was Laura Lee, already arms held out. Chris Luxemana! To the point where now everybody, it's like one of those things where everybody just kind of talking amongst themselves in the backyard, and they stop talking to like look to see what the heck's going on. Like when someone, you know, breaks a plate, or the DJ needle scratches because somebody said something racist in the space of a song. I don't
which
know.
Which definitely didn't happen at this party. I don't know what you're implying.
But they all have to turn and just stop where they're doing. Like, what is going on? And it kind of put a weird pressure on me now. Like, oh. I better make sure.
Dance monkey.
Yeah, everybody turned, and it's worth their while. But
hey, everybody, I'm Chris Luxemana, and I'm happy to be here today.
I saluted. I did the double guns.
Did you
everybody.
Do double guns?
Yeah, double guns to everybody. Yeah, everybody
that
got shot.
It. And it's a double gun. Yeah.
And then I hugged Laura Lee, and we were just so happy. Because, truthfully, we've been pen pals for the last few years, and this is our first time meeting each other. And
dear Laura Lee.
Not everyone there knew each other, so how many people do you think referred to you as the dude who Laura Lee screamed at?
I am forlorn that you are our only listener.
One of them constantly called me the famous Chris Luxemana because of that moment.
That's funny.
Is that your friend Adam?
Oh, God.
All night.
That's a very Adam joke.
All
Adam's
night long.
A very nice guy.
Yeah, not Corolla. This is a different Adam. But, yeah, so it was a great meeting her, and she definitely exceeded all expectations, and I had high expectations. So,
and let's talk about the open bar. I mean, first of all, we spent 2.5 hours fucking getting there. So when we got to the bar, I knew I needed a drink, but my head was just so jumbled with spending 2.5 hours in fucking Los Angeles traffic that I was kind of seething. And the bartender just looks at me and goes, champagne.
You need a mood booster, baby.
Yeah, keep them coming.
So that wasn't your choice?
That was his. But I chose that, yeah. And okay. I stuck with that. I drank like five of those to get started.
I know you did. It was fucking so distracting to me as I am walking around this party. So it was a whirlwind for me. It was very hard.
Weird. But
I ate almost nothing the whole night because I just wanted to spend time with everyone. Everyone who was there I love and was very important to me. And I don't this shit I would have eaten. I just straight up didn't have time. Every time I got near the food, I saw someone who I hadn't talked to yet, like, or talked to enough. But Dawson was so fucking distracting to me because right after he got there, he started bombing around with a Waterford Crystal fucking champagne flute.
And
he's got his trucker hat off, and in the back pocket of his shorts
is the trucker hat.
Yeah,
we can't wear it in the house or at
Absolutely.
The party.
Sure, no, so back pocket—that's the way it goes for sure. But just seeing you holding that super—I even said to somebody at one point, I was like, "Hey, what's with the fucking Waterford?" And he was like, "Oh, I want that." Laura Lee was like, "That's what I want them to use." And I was like, "But doesn't Dawson look a little weird?" She's like, "I think it looks good."
Yeah,
okay. Blast me up a little bit.
So we're really hoping. Me and my mom both commented later. We hope that the photographer got a photo of you holding that champagne flute. And if we did, we'll post it in a later episode because it was it was great. I was glad you had a good time.
I know we need like a whole gallery of this night.
Oh, your friend Kelsey was there, so yeah. We'll get it.
Yeah,
in time.
It's gonna be. It was just a really fantastic night. To be honest, I knew the party would end at 9:30, Gary. Mm-hmm. Like that was what the invitation said. I think
that didn't happen.
No,
did it?
No.
Oh, here's 7:30.
Actually said nine.
Okay, so it said nine. So I'm thinking, all right, well, because this weekend Jen left for a bachelorette party in Mexico. So, I'm stretching out now. I'm relaxed. I'm calling up the guys. I'm saying, hey, let's go. Let's put one on. Let's tie one on tonight. And I'm thinking, they're like, oh, what are you doing? I'm going to engage a party, but it'll be done by 9:30. And I'm out. Let's go. Dude, I was there late.
Yeah. Amateur.
Yeah,
I think we all got kicked out at the end.
Oh, yeah, we closed out the bar. Yeah. We closed out the night. And
at a certain point, the bartender left, and that's when it got a little sketchy. Because my friend Dean, who was the bartender, my dad hired a guy that I know as like a surprise, but he's not only a super good bartender, but also has the wherewithal to know when somebody's on their sixth or seventh to pour that one a little lighter. And after he left, pandemonium.
It reminded me of a story. I didn't get to go to the Podcast One Christmas party that they had at the movie theater.
You missed out.
But Matt Fondelier made sure to tell me that. It was really weird. They called everybody into the theater, but the only guys still at the bar right before the movie started were all Corolla Digital guys.
True.
Yeah, we're like a weird like redhead stepchild
it
of
really
podcast.
Was. That was amazing.
So it just fit that we were all there that late, and we were just enjoying each other's company. Met a lot of nice people, made a lot of good friends, and
we're all very close friends, but it's very rare that an event like this allows, that has nothing to do with work, allows all five of us to hang and get drunk and just chill and enjoy ourselves. Like, that's not, we all live kind of different places, so this is pretty unique, I would say.
Yeah. So, thank you, Gary, once again for having us.
Thank you, Laura Lee.
Can we talk about the food there before we move on?
Catering to my pickle. She put an Asian statue up in the wall.
I'm burning to do the Shay. I'm burning to do it.
Well, before we get to the Shay, should we do the email?
We will do the Shay in just a moment, because you got to hear about the food there. Like, it was insane, and I ate a lot of it. I even took some home. So
really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I had a straight up.
I didn't know.
I
that.
Was so upset. Like on the way home, I was like, "Man, happened. I should have pulled a Chris."
I had a straight up. It's a Filipino thing. It's a Filipino thing. Like, get the to go box, fill it up, and
really.
Well, to be honest, Jay did it for him, and then gave him the box.
Chris has still to supply lumpia.
I didn't even do that. And
he
I
takes
only
food
ate.
from your party.
I only ate
Laura
two
Lee made.
Things.
It could have gone to your children's mouths.
This Shay is going to kill me because I didn't eat lunch.
Yeah. Oh.
You
better ask the question.
Should I get the email first so let's that we don't throw him off?
Yeah. Let's see the email.
We'll close out with Shay and stop talking about this.
No, we got to close out with Kalen's story.
That's fine, but we got to move on from this. Here is an email that my mother got from one of the neighbors that I think is fucking hilarious and confusing at the same time. Subject, party at your house. Not sure if you care, .. or no, but you have a huge party at your house. Lots of pot, .. It's legal now, right? But airing out my house. I'll redact the name.
But I I'm guessing they live close to your mom.
It's one of the houses that backs up onto the backyard.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what they were talking about. There was no use of anything back there.
Well,
I mean, when they said there were G's and J's everywhere, we were talking about us and ashtrays.
Right.
It's all astroturf. There wasn't even actual grass.
Well, I saw my mom a couple of nights later, and she shows me this email, and she's like, that didn't happen, did it? I was like, yeah, it did. Absolutely did. One of my friends came up to me and asked if that would be a problem, and I said, no, please go in the backyard and try not to be, disruptive to anyone else.
Try not to let any neighbors write a letter.
Everyone's thinking Dawson.
Make sure to put your trucker hat back on. And,
this never occurred to me. There were fucking 30 people there smoking cigarettes and cigars. It never occurred to me that a little bit of a different smelling smoke would fucking bother anyone.
Were they so melodramatic?
It's ridiculous.
Bothered?
One joint was smoked.
Were they
like,
bothered?
Airing out my house.
Were they just?
That's a passive aggressive bothered. Yeah,
totally passive.
That's a passive aggressive email.
Mm. They're not offended. That's fake outrage.
The thing too is,
fuck you,
high.
Man. My parents.
You know what? I think that's the neighbor.
High.
Yeah, your neighbor wants to toke up with your
neighbor
parents.
Got the fucking toke.
They're like, hey,
yeah.
It's a feeler.
I smoked
email.
Some weed. I know it's legal now. I read it. Why didn't I get invited?
Let's get together for a left. Tander.
Why? And then that whole vibe about airing out the house.
Why all the dot, dot, dot?
I read it as he thought my parents were out of town and I was throwing a rager at their house.
There you go. Even more of an attack.
So he was trying to tattle on me.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I know this gentleman.
Laura Lee's adult child.
I know this gentleman. Fuck you, sir. The youngest person at that party, aside from my nephew, was 25. I mean, the median age was probably 40.
How old is this guy?
40,
how old is this
guy? Like 45? Is mid-40s?
Oh, what a fucking pussy.
So, like,
he sounds like a real, and I'm making the symbol of a square.
Yeah, he is a square. He's also a
That's just
a
good radio, man. That's just good radio.
You know who I am, sir. Don't try to tattle on me. It's not like Laura Lee throws a rager every night. Like, calm down.
Yeah, that is a weird... That's a weird thing to do.
Your folks have an HOA where they are. I noticed that there is a gate or not a gate.
What's
a
HOA?
There's a faux guard shack.
Faux guard shack. There you go. Yeah. Unmanned.
It's just for the.
But
style.
Is there an HOA and is this guy like on the fucking board of assholes?
No, but my fucking father is. So fuck him again.
Oh, what an idiot.
Like, what are you doing, man?
Oh, boy.
Calm down.
All right, beautiful.
I mean, whatever. We didn't respond to the email or anything.
Of course, you
don't.
You just leave
it alone.
I
just thought it was a little ridiculous. If it was a party where, and in college, I saw parties like this, where they hand out a blunt at the door to every person. And by all means, if you're the neighbor that night and you want to send an email, cool. But six adults smoked one joint.
Well, based on your story, I can tell you where the guy lives.
I know exactly where the guy lives. I know this gentleman.
Yeah. Hope he likes toilet paper.
You need to stop calling him a gentleman.
I don't want to call him a fucking asshole over and over again, but fuck you, sir.
So we're going to TP him? Fill his egg his door? Fill his car with hose water?
He's going to move on and be the bigger man.
Slash his tires.
Right. Respect all women.
Kill his cat.
Burning bag of dog poop.
Whoa, Chris. Took a turn. Can I get an
action?
All right, so I must ask.
Hypothetical.
What's on the menu?
Wow, a lot of things were on the menu. I literally
need to know because I did not see this fucking shit.
All right,
God
so I showed up a little bit late, late. So I missed a lot of the appetizers.
I got yelled at.
Two in particular were the...
But it's my understanding that Laura Lee, angel that she is, arranged to have extra appetizers brought out.
Oh, a private tasting. A private tasting for the late man.
Oh, my God.
There were three that I had.
It was not really for you to enjoy them. I think that was a component. It was for this.
It's for the review.
She 100% at a certain point. I don't know
now,
if I told you.
Who's the kid? Is this a caterer that I should be promoting?
No. Thanks for the food,
mystery caterer. I don't. Your mom?
Next
did
time,
she make these?
We'll send this to him for the next party. If he wants to give us a break, he can get a plug.
There we go.
we paid full price. I don't know what the guy's name is. If I knew it, I'd be promoting it. She kept calling. She called multiple people chef that night, so I wasn't sure who was in charge. But
they were all very, very nice, very respectful, very awesome, and went out of their way to make sure we stuffed our faces. They were good.
Everyone was super cool. Did I tell you that at a certain point she chastised me for you not being there and then did it again? And I went, Laura Lee, Mom, calm down. There's 40 other people here. Everyone's having fun. He'll get here when he gets here. I love him too. And she went, I know, but they're about to stop sending the past appetizers, and I want this for Chef Fondelet. That was a pretty surreal moment.
Well, it was worth the wait for me because the appetizers were delicious. The first thing that I was presented with was a stuffed red pepper that was filled with like cheese and
balsamic vinegar on top.
Balsamic vinaigrette.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites.
I put down, I mean, there was like four of them in a row and the guy just was kind of hovering there. So I went ahead and doubled down on that one. I just may.
We have some leftovers.
I can probably bring them all down on that.
That was my second favorite appetizer. Here's the only thing.
That
one I didn't get to try, so you might be in trouble if I try it and decide they're the best thing in the world. But I will try to bring some extras in. Laura Lee is offering to take me out tomorrow night to give me some stuff.
Mac and cheese balls. Can't go wrong with those.
Can't
deep fried mac and cheese balls.
Was I the only one who thought they were a little chill, a little cold? Could have been warmer.
Keep in mind, I arrived late, so all my appetizers were a little cold.
They weren't
I'm not
a little
holding
cold
it against
to me.
It.
They were, I don't know, like mac and cheese. It's pretty pedestrian.
Yeah. I wasn't wildly thrown.
Yeah, I did.
Blown away. I thought they were good.
I'd say it's the most simple of all the appetizers.
Sure.
Which is crazy. Fried mac and cheese is the most simple. Yeah.
You want that kind of gluttonous, the glutton along your appetizer plate. You gotta try, if you're going to do past apps, you got to have kind of a variety. And you want that one that's like a little bit homey.
A staple. Yeah, make me feel like a
fancy stuffed pepper. You got the down home deep fried mac and cheese.
I want to feel like a piece
it was
of
good.
Shit.
It was good. It tasted good. It was like a tater tot. It was like a tater tot.
Yes.
It was mac and cheese.
There was like the fancy, and then there was
it was very good.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm not.
I felt like it got away with murder. It was beautiful.
It feels like an appetizer cop out.
You haven't mentioned the best one yet.
Well,
I'm scared that you
only
tried
more. I got one more that I remember, and this was my favorite one, but it's possible that I missed it. There was that much good food there. But the bruschetta.
No, you're wrong.
I didn't get any bruschetta.
Oh, man. Well, I didn't get any of that.
So it's like a little crispy bread cracker.
That is my favorite.
And right. on top is like a tomato olive oil cheese tapenade.
Wow.
It's
made me sad.
One of my all-time favorite appetizers.
Was that something thing on top of it? No?
If it was fish, it tasted like delicious cheese and tomato. I did not notice fish. It's possible the fish was that fresh.
There were ahi tacos.
That was my favorite right there.
Those
were the best.
Those were very, very good.
Now is an appetizer.
That's the
one
fancy
bite
appetizer,
taco show with a piece of ahi on it and some good sauce.
Why is ahi trying to take over all of our Mexican food? We had poke nachos the other day, and now we had the ahi tacos, but I'm okay with it.
I like it. And then also very strong were the bacon wrapped meatloaf.
Oh, I missed that.
Very strong.
They were really good.
I don't like meatloaf, and I thought they were great.
I had about eight of those.
Yeah, I give that one.
That was the best one.
All right, main course time. Loaded plate, because there were so many options of food. There were burger sliders. There were fried chicken sliders. There was pizza. A taco bar. There was grilled cheese. There was bacon grilled cheese. I think that was all I saw. Maybe there's more. But
no, that was it.
I think I did what we refer around here to as the wheel. Got a little bit of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Have to.
Got
to
try everything.
A little sampler.
Spectacular. I think my two favorites are probably the sliders and the bacon grilled cheese.
Which slider?
Those are two things I
like
did not try.
The burger slider.
And I'm missing this crispy chicken slider
now. The crispy chicken slider was the best thing I ate.
It did have a sliced pickle on it, which I've got a conflicted relationship with pickle, but it worked. I let it slide. It was
I'm going to go kill myself.
And, of course, rounding it all out, dessert. And like everything else on this party, it was over the top.
I did not try.
There are two elements. Maybe there were more than two desserts, but there are two standouts that we need to talk about. One, the gelato bar.
Gelato bar
that had chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry cheesecake gelato.
I got cleared up. It's you have choices of gelato. It's not like a gelato bar, like an ice cream bar.
Yes, it is
there's a gelato dude
station.
Scooping it up for
station.
You.
Yeah.
A gelato station. There you go. Gelato station, exactly. Now, I enjoyed the strawberry cheesecake, but I'm certain that
we had a conversation about this, though. We had a conversation about this.
Yes.
They had three
sometimes
flavors.
Sometimes we mispronounce it, but you had a different favorite than I did.
I went for the vanilla gelato because there were a lot of chocolate things around that I could just crunch up and dump in there.
Oh, I'm just
so I could get the
dessert.
Chocolate flavor. And I wanted something neutral to go with that because vanilla is not my go-to. It's a chocolate that I go to. But I told Matt, now, if I didn't have all these chocolate options like brownies and shit that you crunch up in it.
Oh, you guys are killing me.
I would have done the strawberry cheesecake.
So I tried a bite of the strawberry cheesecake.
I was really stoned.
And the vanilla.
And it was really good.
Yeah, the neighbors really
mad.
So
much. Yeah. Fucking asshole.
I didn't bring the cones. I didn't bring or light the cones.
But at a certain point, you did ask me if I thought that might be something that could be accomplished, and I pointed you in the direction of one specific friend.
Thank you,
did
sir.
Did that friend come through as the person that I described him as?
Yeah, I didn't follow through immediately, but when I saw the guy standing in a corner lighting a joint that was the size of one of the cigars in the box, I, of course, walked over and said, hey, you must be...
We don't need to name names.
All right, I got two more desserts here. One of them I forgot about, and Dawson just reminded me of it. Mini creme brulees.
Had one of those. Didn't even know what I was eating.
Burnt bottom creme brulees.
Oh, it was a burnt bottom?
That's how they described
it. I actually thought it was chocolate, but I could see it being a burnt bottom.
Is that the new thing? You fuck up in catering and you just put it on the
name? Burnt bottom, man. That's what people like.
This is overdone prime rib.
This planning was pretty elaborate. I had to go out to dinner one night and pick all of these things off the dessert menu at least, and
it had to have been intentional because it did not taste burned. I honestly thought it was chocolate. Like I get that sort of burned caramely crunch. That's totally fine in a creme brulee. But the one dessert that I think blew all of our minds, lolly pie.
I was so
that's what I'm going
to
go ahead and call it. It was pie on a stick.
Pie on a stick.
Oh, I missed that.
We had pie on a stick.
Pie and cherry pie. I called it a lolly pie because it was like a lollipop, but it was pie.
Laura Lee, can we have another
pie? Unbelievable.
Can we throw
pie
another
pops
party?
Is how they were describing things.
There was a certain moment late in the evening. I was talking to Chris, and we were both just talking about how full we were. And I told Chris that I had just finished eating one of the lollipop pies And you're right.
They have apple and cherry.
I want a lollipop.
Apple and cherry. Oh. And Chris was like, oh, I'm so full. I don't really think I could do it. And
I couldn't move.
It was like a scene out of a movie. There's a dude walking by with a huge tray.
They did an 80s training montage.
Well, somebody walked by with a big tray of the pie on the stick, and I just looked at Chris, and I was like, well, here's your chance. He pulled one out.
And he pulled it out.
And the weeks leading up to the party, I was most excited to try the cherry pie on a stick, or pie pops is what they
call. I like lollipop.
Okay, I like that, too.
Sticking to that one.
Never got to try one.
I got
never saw one.
You're not supposed to.
I know. I'm not complaining, really. I'm just jealous.
That's what happens.
I'm jealous.
You know what makes me really mad right now is Kaylin saying, oh, I didn't try it. Didn't like it. But the other day I asked Kaylin.
I didn't like it. I said I didn't try it.
The other day I asked Kaylin, like Halloween's coming up. What kind of candies do you like? And he's like, I don't really like candy. Well, you don't like any candy? What are you into? Like, well, I like Tootsie Pops. I like Caramel Apple Pops. I like blow pops. all lollipops. He only named lollipops. There's a whole list of lollipops.
I got news for you. Kid will put down a brownie in the right condition.
But I will say that pie is my least favorite of all desserts. Pie, I cannot do. Some desserts I can do.
Jesus
like a bite of a cake or a brownie, but pie, I cannot do.
Unflickable, Kaylin.
He's not really an American.
It is unflickable. You're correct.
Wow.
His mother's from England. Like, he's not even a real American.
Dad's from Kansas, so.
Jesus.
Then how the fuck do you not like pie, sir?
Yeah, pie. Well, listen, I don't know who's catering your wedding. I'm assuming it's somebody different.
It is, but I have every confidence.
Let's get those lollipies back in there.
You know what? I think we should do.
I'll give you guys a little scoop here. No wedding cake.
That's the way to do it. I didn't do a wedding cake.
There will be dessert, but there will be the wedding cake will be small and for the purposes of the ceremony, like the ceremonial cutting only.
Keeping it in your freezer for a year.
I think you guys are actually getting dessert choices.
Ooh,
wait, amazing. So you already did you already do that thing where you try all the different samples and then you pick your caterer kind of thing? Like you go to
didn't. Fucking pissed about it.
Because we should do that as a group with us.
It's $250 ahead if you
guys
want to
get married. Let's not do that.
We'll just sample
the free food. Yeah.
That's how they do it.
Well, because they sample. So for me, it's free if I go at their like one of their normal tastings. It's part of the wedding. But the first one they have isn't until like January or something, which really pissed me off.
I'll be around January.
I wanted to do it early, but they said if you want to do it any other time or if you want to bring extra people, $250 ahead. Because it's not just the dessert.
You marry Matt.
Everything.
I'll marry Dawson.
I'm already legally married, so this is going to be a little hard for me.
Dude, I'm just saying.
You'd be lucky to marry Dawson.
You need to get Laura Lee to throw your engagement party.
Discuss
the
fucking workload.
I want to go to one of these. Is not the center of attention.
Well, the best is right before we left. Dawson looks at her and she says, "You're throwing my next party." He already hired her.
I did.
She'll kill it. You just got to have the budget to let her do her thing. If you can pay for it.
No. I also said, I'd like you to pay for it.
Oh.
And she totally agreed. She said, my pleasure.
That's going to be a hard no. Mm-hmm.
She said, awesome.
Well, speaking of awesome, I'm just going to say we are all very much looking forward to April 2018 for the wedding of J&G. But until then, that's what's on the menu.
Yeah.
Well done, Matt. That was the first good
nice
shape
ending.
On the way.
First one.
Give me some more of that Q-D.
And also, before we get into Kaylin's update, just want to remind you about ZipRecruiter. Ah, yes.
Hiring, are you?
Has ZipRecruiter complained about this yet?
Complained they have not. About
Kaylin, are you cutting ads guys. Like you're supposed to?
Like, we're having some problems here with the numbers. We're not quite sure why.
This one with a grain of salt.
This one I actually like because it's on brand for Kadee and Greg Grunberg and yes. Helping with anxiety. Hashtag my anxiety.
So you know my impression is Yoda. Okay.
That's by far the best impression you've done. Yeah. But it's not an accent so much as a character. You should probably start this over. Let's reset the clock.
Not hiring, are you? Well, with ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100 plus job sites with just one click. Then powerful technology they have efficiently matches the right people to the job better than anyone else. Use the force and find out why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, it doesn't depend on candidates finding you. ZipRecruiter finds them. In fact, over 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. No
guys, I started to sound Indian.
No juggling emails or calls to your office. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. And please go to this website, or else this will be the last time they let me do a live read for them. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates and the immediate results. Now, right now, listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/interview. That's ZipRecruiter.com/interview. One more time, try for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/interview.
Be a Jedi, you will.
Be a Jedi and be a good job man.
All right, Kalen.
Yo.
Seriously, though, go to that website, please. We need you now. We need you now more than ever. You're our only hope. Kalen.
Yep.
Where could we go? Sorry.
What's Kalen's update?
What's your update,
we need
man?
Kalen's update.
All right. So, as some of you may know, I'm moving out of my place.
Oh.
That's right. Yeah, I'm moving in with my dad in Woodland Hills. And farther
away.
And I don't have a ton of stuff, but I didn't want to, like, but I got a, you know, like a Highlander so I can put stuff in the back. So instead of getting a truck and hauling all at once, I'm kind of going over there, taking it over there, coming over to work, loading up again, go over there. Anyway, so last night, I leave work. I pack all my stuff up, majority of my stuff. I'm just getting ready to head out, 7:45. I'm ready to leave. And then all of a sudden, I get derailed for about an hour and a half before I can head over to my dad's.
Uh-oh.
And remember, this is one of the last days in my apartment. Can any of you guess what derailed me for an hour and a half?
Oh, boy.
Go get in that water, baby. Water's warm. Old man in the sea.
Am I right?
You are 100% right. That is right. He walks out, is about to get in my car. Let's get some pizza. I said, you know what?
Let's get some pizza.
I'm glad I waited.
So, and? He took me out to his favorite pizza joint.
Which is?
The name escapes me right now.
It's not Little Tony's?
It's a place across from Pinocchio's over on Burbank. It's a small, looks like real authentic Italian.
It's not Dino's,
he's
is
got
it?
Good taste, I can tell.
It wasn't super great, no. He's apparently like a foodie. Like, he loves the food and hates the Little Tony's pizza, which is pretty much my favorite pizza.
That place is awesome.
Insisted that we go to this place, and was not too impressed.
But so he didn't get laid that night?
I got free pizza, you know, can't argue free pizza.
How did you end it with him? Did you tell him where you're moving to? I know they're still doing the Game of Thrones live. That come up?
Oh, that did not come up. I told him I was moving to Woodland Hills. And he drove me back home, and then he was going to Gelson, so he's like, all right, well, I'll see you later.
Kiss?
Like,
he didn't give you the sausage pizza or anything?
No kiss?
No.
Hug?
No kiss.
A hug.
A handshake.
A firm. Ooh. Or did he do that little middle finger in the middle?
Like a palm tickle?
Yeah. The tickle that chode handshake. Did he give you one of those?
Not quite.
Now, Kalen.
Not quite, but close.
So now I'm going to ask the other question. Did he seem heartbroken? Because it's starting to sound like he just got the handshake. Like,
no, you know, I was kind of avoiding him for a while. I think he was already kind of disheveled. So then when he was like, "Let's get pizza," I was like, "Yeah, I think it just made him happy."
That was it. Yeah. So you feel you
and
feel
then he
like
went home and jerked off.
We went to Gelson's, then he went home and jerked off.
Right, okay.
I heard he jerked off.
Probably went to Gelson's in the parking lot of the Gelson's. That's what I heard too.
Well, I'm glad this part of your life's over.
Is it though?
Oh, is it though? I mean, maybe it's just beginning.
I guess I can't say for certain.
Yeah, you guys are still friends online.
Listen,
I'm putting a loose button on it right now.
He knows what Kalen's old address was. You're going to have to set up mail forwarding. He knows where to find you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely don't.
Love notes.
Definitely don't sever that tie.
Shouldn't have him over.
I'm impressed.
Introduce him to dad.
Look, this whole time we've been doing this story, and, you know, this saga, not once have I said, oh, I think there's something more to this. You know, I was always like, you know, he's just a nice dude. We should have Kalen go, you know, go to that Game of Thrones concert.
I always thought he was a nice
go to Arizona. Yeah. Do all that.
Stay the night.
Go to a spa.
Stay the night. But I will tell you this.
Same
steakhouse.
Room.
We don't forget the steakhouse before.
Nice steakhouse. Yeah.
One time I myself was offered pizza by a man in Miami. He said, how about I get you a pizza and beer and we'll go party? And I thought, and
that was him, actually.
Yeah. Phone malfunction there. Maybe it was Apple's podcasting app that now fucking blows.
Oh, it's the worst. It is the worst.
Get it together, Apple.
So Jesus. This guy asked me to talk. So we're in Miami. It's New Year's Eve.
An angry TED Talk?
Yeah, it's New Year's Eve. It's like 3 a.m. though, so it's now New Year's Day. And he says, well, how about I get you some pizza and beer and let's go party? And in my head, I'm young. I'm 24. I guess
that's You're ready to go party.
And I'm thinking, people in Miami are like the nicest guys ever. Right. Oh, my God.
Right.
This is crazy. Yes. Yes, I will get pizza and beer.
How do you turn down free pizza?
And I will go party. That's what I thought, too, Cam. I'm right there with you. While my other friend is nodding or shaking his head fiercely. No, don't do it. Don't do it. And I guess it was just the way he was dressed. I don't know. Or the way he looked. I said yes. And then he says, all right, let's go. And I don't move because my friend just keeps shaking his head no. And then about 10 seconds of silence. And then he just goes, so, are we going to fuck?
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very upfront.
And then I thought, oh. That was
oh, no, not that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I wanted pizza.
And it was the best pizza I ever had. So, I don't know now, Kaylin. Pizza,
so, Kaylin, where can we go for you?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I apologize to those who kept listening for the 1991 nostalgia, which I printed out a whole page for, but we'll get
oh
to
my
that.
God.
We'll get to that in episode 92.
Oh, traffic's fucked. Go.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's okay. You know, nostalgia is my favorite drug, but also so is unfulfilling promises. So, Kaylin, where can we go for you?
Hulu would be the best place
Jesus
to watch Rick
Christ.
And Morty.
Didn't you say you would stop
you got
once
the
somebody?
People who you've got, all right?
I got one. I got three more to go.
You have one in the room. Fucking, your mission should be the listeners. You've gotten the people you've got. Calm down.
Tweet me your quotes at Los Angeles.
Why didn't
see how many of you are listening.
Why didn't you tell me now? Kaylin, why didn't you tell me not to start with the pilot? I gave it
a
shot.
Oh, yeah, don't start with the pilot. Any other episode after that, I forgot to mention. Thank you,
ladies and gentlemen.
I disagree.
You can go back
pilot.
Later, but start Mr. Meese.
You can start with the pilot. You can start with the pilot. It's good. It's all good. Kara, we could go for you. Besides the Apple Podcast app, or besides banning
Christ.
It, besides deleting it,
tweet at Apple Podcast to get their shit together. Fucking,
it is really crappy. I can't stand
it. It's unusable. That's really the only word that I can muster.
The format it wasn't broken. But
and
now it is.
And for the love of God, if you like it, please tweet me and explain why you like it. Because I really don't understand what anyone would like about it. It's confounding to me.
I should probably bring this up on the main show so that more people hear about it.
Okay.
Yeah. It'd be a good idea.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So I was being a bit of a curmudgeon before, but I was thinking about some of the adjectives. Shut up.
Before what?
Go fuck.
Before. No.
Go fuck all of yourself.
Before we ever met?
Sorry.
Well, that, sir, was uncalled for.
Oh, come on, buddy. I love you.
Yeah.
Think about some pizza.
You want a wedding invite or what?
Oh.
But I was thinking about some of the adjectives you guys used, like nice and respectful and polite about the caterers, and I completely agree. So I texted Laura Lee. It is Soiree Catering. The main guy there is named Tim Haskell.
There
so if you're
go.
In Orange County, South Orange County area, and you need – I'm sure he does there most of greater Los Angeles.
I worked for Soiree.
Really?
Yeah, for I worked three gigs.
Do you recognize any of the chefs or anything?
No, it was years ago.
Okay. I don't know. I figured maybe it was the same owner. I know that. I think the owner was kind of bouncing around there.
They did good. But, just don't get the mac and cheese things.
I mean, those weren't the best, but they weren't bad. They weren't bad by any stretch of the imagination. So, Soiree Catering and I guess Baker Party Rentals. Not that they really did anything but supply the shit that, you know, the glasses and the tables and stuff. But, yeah, thanks.
Dawson didn't use them.
Dawson used Laura Lee's personal Waterford.
What I used.
Yeah.
You used the
that
Waterford.
That was what I was served.
I know. I'm not saying it was your
the
fault.
Personal
I'm
Waterford.
Saying you weren't using the rental stuff. You were given.
That's what I was handed.
That was how Dean was instructed. That's our bartender, Dean. Shout out, who's not listening, but.
I like the pizza staying warm on the marble slabs.
He didn't, one more shout out to Dean. He did not look twice when he poured me champagne, and I just fucking downed it and set it back down. He just filled that fucker right back up.
Dean is a fucking beast, and like that was, there were two surprises for me that night. That was one of them, and that was a very welcome surprise. I love that guy.
Big Dean. All right. It's Warrior of Catering, too. Matt,
yeah, that was great. Well, listen, follow me on Twitter at Matt Fondelier. Follow
we
Gary
will.
At G. Patrick Smith. And also, I'd like to give a suggestion I like to do that during my plugs.
I like that you like to do that.
So I just finished reading a book called Ready Player One, which is going to be a new
movie
by Steven Spielberg.
Yep. Yeah.
Comes out in the spring. But
huge at Comic-Con.
I really wanted to read the book first because it's like a super geeky video game
kind of nerdy
story. And I thought, it sounds like a good book. I really enjoyed it, and I've been avoiding the trailer. I finally – or I should say half the trailer. When we saw It, there was a trailer for it. And I only watched the trailer until I stopped recognizing scenes because I was still in the middle of the book. But it's a really great book, and now that I've finished the trailer, it looks like the movie's actually going to be pretty different. I would think the general plot will be the same, but there is a ton of stuff in the trailer that – I mean, I literally finished the book last night. I don't remember any of that in the book. So
the smart money on Hollywood now is change it for the movie so the people go back and buy the book.
Well,
dude, fucking Inferno. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, do yourself a favor. Read the book first. You may as well. Ernest Cline. It's called Ready Player One.
I didn't.
Nice. Really good.
Did anyone see that movie, Inferno?
No.
That's the Angels and Demons.
It's the Tom Hanks. Yeah, Dan Brown one. I walked out of that movie so fucking confused and pissed.
Oh.
They changed the ending 180 degrees. It is diametrically opposed to the ending of the book.
I hate focus groups. That's all the focus groups, right?
Yeah, it was. They said that they wanted to like appeal to a wider audience because in the book it's
a wider audience?
Yes. Wider.
They did. They did.
Wider. You know, like people in the middle of America.
Chris,
wider.
They weren't thinking about you, bro.
No, because the ending of the book's kind of bleak, so the ending of the movie is super uplifting. And it's like, what the fuck, man? I don't know. Sorry. Tangent.
I'd say so.
Sorry.
Jeez. Man, that
pissed me off.
I'm going to listen in front of the Apple Podcast app and just make Gary explode.
Jesus Christ.
I did see the trailer for Ready Player One. I was weirdly, because it got a lot of buzz, I wasn't impressed.
I'll talk to you about it off air.
As I said,
I thought it was awesome looking.
I love nostalgia. It's all nostalgia. It's all 80s nostalgia. But ain't 1991 nostalgia. That's where I'm at. That's my nostalgia place.
There he is.
Darkwing Duck.
That's his nostalgia place.
Doug, Home Improvement.
We'll get into it next week.
Wilson.
Pogs.
Wilson.
Pogs.
Love Pogs.
Pogs is like 91.
Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman arrested in 91.
What about Parappa the Rapper?
I think it'd be kind of funny to do a web series of explaining Pogs to kids today. Just like sit down my nephew Cameron, who was at the party, and explain Pogs to him.
Pogs?
He's got an iPhone 7 in his pocket. He's going to tell you to go fuck yourself.
Was my introduction to gambling, because I played for keeps.
That's right.
I showed
damn
in.
Right.
I played,
we all
I
did.
Value God. On that. We weren't allowed to play for keeps at my school. I
oh,
did it.
Oh, fuck yeah. We did too.
We had a whole Pogs underground ring.
I had a friend who wouldn't let us use metal slammers because it would damage the Pogs.
Well, listen, if you were an asshole, you kept your best slammer in your pocket until the bet was established.
That's right. Dude, you never reveal the slammer until after those Pogs are face down,
oh,
my friend.
Fuck yeah. Little grooves for your fingers.
These kids these days.
Yeah. Big old cases. Now people put their weed in them. But before, Pogs. They were Pog cases. Yeah, I miss them. But yeah, nostalgia. I'm not a big fan for the 80s nostalgia, maybe just because it's my age, but the 1991 nostalgia, that's a sweet spot.
Well, the 80s is not nostalgia for you.
Yeah, it's
100%. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves!
It was before you were born, Chris.
Nostalgia
just isn't what it used to be.
Yeah, I know. Well, you have to be able to remember things, so nostalgia for you starts at like 90.
All right. That makes sense.
I'm happy
sense.
You guys got that. I'm really happy. All right.
Dawson,
where can we go for me? it's been a while since I talked about my rad power bike, so I'm going to do that again.
Hasn't been a while since you rode it.
I'm riding it every day. And the coolest thing about it is, you know, as cool as this job is, as awesome as, you know, it is that we get to come here and do this job, I still got to go to work. Okay, so there's still that thing where you got to go to work. But the thing I get excited about going to work is I get to ride my bike. And so, the Rad Power Bike, check them out at radpowerbike.com. I put almost 200 miles on mine by now.
Dude, when you show up in your car here, I'm confused, and I have to ask you about it.
That's when I have to go to
the grocery
shop. A couple weeks ago, you were like, groceries.
That's a major grocery trip, or that's somewhere I got to be somewhere later. But
yeah, but you ride that bitch every day.
It's super fun, and I'm telling you, especially like if you're, say you're a college student, and you've got some means. Ask your parents to help you out with a rad power bike. Use the code Dawson and you can get like $50 in accessories. And I'd get the over the tire bike rack.
Strap your backpack
I strap my bag to that with my computer inside it. I ride my bike here every day. It's pretty effing awesome. Radpowerbikes.com.
You know how I feel about using the code Dawson is in Santa Barbara or like anything. Just you know, it's just like oh, just drop Dawson's name. You know, something good will happen.
That's good for a $35 Natty Light keg at SOS, man.
See that?
Yeah, and then just drop the name Dawson.
Go to Red Power Bikes, drop Dawson's name. You get a deal. Just you Can know, I just start? Everywhere you go, yeah. just drop Dawson's name. Something good
if
might happen.
If the area code's 805. Just it mention that you
happen.
Know Dawson.
It does happen.
You know what somebody did to me at CVS or one of those places? I didn't have a card, but they you know they just said just enter your area code. Until you know it's 10 digits, so mine's 562. Just go 562 562 562 56 or something, and then
I've shared the other version of that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
867 5309.
And for
I got it, I got it.
That's a
I got your number on the wall,
Jenny.
By the way, I had just two fingers. I didn't even have a bloody whore. That's four fingers. I had two fingers.
My God.
Adult women. Oh, and it is.
Respect
usually.
Holy
there's nothing
shit.
Wrong with that.
Dawson's from a different time.
That is a British name.
Dawson's
from
a different time.
Kalen should know this. This is an English name.
Not heard that before.
Of whiskey.
Please don't rub me in.
Kalen says this all the time. This is like Kalen's thing.
This is fucking standard.
Kalen told us this.
I'm unaware of such terms.
Oh God!
I had two fingers, and man, I'm feeling this Cadiz. This is some stuff.
Yeah, hashtag. Can we hashtag the my epilepsy hero one more time?
Yeah, hashtag my epilepsy hero. That's all you have to do, and $1 is donated. And tag Greg.
I was texting Greg after we got off the phone with him, and he is the nicest fucking dude in the entire world, and thanked us all for letting him talk about epilepsy. So. By all means, just send that tweet. I don't care if it just says woof woof, hashtag my epilepsy hero. Like, whatever. That's you're sending money to kids in need.
Yeah.
By all means, do that.
Yeah, Greg is mine. I'm gonna be tweeting that myself.
Me too.
And also for me, please go to ZipRecruiter.com/interview because they are no longer going to be sponsoring this show. I will have no
sponsor
ground to stand
they
on.
Will.
I will have no ground to stand on unless you guys help us out here. So please check out ZipRecruiter.com/interview. And we love you. We'll see you for 1992. VH1, we love the 90s. Water cooler, 92. We love you.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Bring the sabor with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. A mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold strawberry flavor, and a hint of spice. New Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. Bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.